Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show. And I am super excited today, and I hope you don't mind if I jump up every so often to go look out the window. Because we are expecting any minute now some very, very special guests. Our cosmic cats from outer space are coming back again. Remember, they love January in Vermont, and they've been here for the last 3 years to join us on Amy's Kids Show, and today they are coming again. Only this time, get this, they're riding on a comet. They're riding a comet to get here so they can be on the radio show. Is that cool? Yeah, they figured out a plan because last year, I don't know if you remember, but when they arrived last year in 2022, they kind of blew up our transmitter here at the radio station by accident. They think maybe they did. because when they landed, the very moment that they landed to come on Amy's Kids Show last year, the transmitter broke. All right, it blew up. And so it was kind of a coincidence. We're not sure if the cats were to blame exactly, but either way, they just thought they'd play it safe and come this year a different way. And they found out that there was this comet. I mean, what a coincidence is that? A comet that only comes around every 50,000 years or so happens to be going, its closest path to Earth happens to be like right now. It happens to be just about as close as it's going to get to Earth right now at the end of January in 2023, which is precisely when the cosmic cats like to come. So, I mean, we cats, cat-like people, which I think I am one too. I really relate to cats. And it's the year of the cat now in 2023. And so we all might be feeling a little cat-like. So wouldn't it be great to learn from our cosmic cat friends how to fly through the universe, right, and explore our solar system is what we're going to do today because they're very excited about the planets in our solar system, not just Earth. I mean, Earth is just one of the planets that they visit when they come to visit our sun and all the planets that circle around it. And so they want to talk about all that stuff. They have a lot to talk about, and they're going to purr a little bit, and they're going to sniff around and explore and probably take a nap or two. But you know how those cats are. We're going to have a great time. Thank you for joining me. Keep your eye out, because any moment now they're going to be landing, and you may see them on that comet. I hear the comet has three tails. Anyway, be on the lookout, guys. They'll be here any moment.
Sometimes easy to forget. You hold still as Earth spins round. the sun doesn't really rise and set. It doesn't move at all. The Earth rotates on its axis and moves around the sun.
But see that bright star by the moon? It's not always there. It comes and goes.
That's not a star. It's a planet.
It's a planet? What?
What?
Yeah, I knew that.
Planet shining in the sky. I can see you with my eyes. I once thought you were a star. It's hard to tell 'cause you're so far. You're a planet, yes, it's true. Red, orange, yellow, green, or blue.
But what about shooting stars and falling stars? What are those?
Look, a shooting star.
Twinkle, twinkle, shooting star. Streaks of light seen from afar. Tiny bits of dust and rock. Earth's atmosphere lights you up. If you ever reach the ground, meteorites will be found.
What's the red and green flashing star I see at night? That's my favorite.
Oh, Bongo, that's actually an airplane.
Airplane, airplane, flying round. Sometimes I hear zooming sounds. I can see your flashing lights moving slowly through the night. Now I know just what you are. You're my favorite, not a star.
Hi there, fellas. I'm the sun. I'll call the planets one by one.
One. I'm Mercury, closest to the sun. Hottest and smallest, yeah, I'm number one.
Two.
I'm Venus, smart and bright. Hot and shiny and almost white.
Three.
I'm Earth, the planet number three. Full of life, I'm a blue beauty.
Four.
I'm Mars, the red planet, and I live just across. I've got two moons, Phobos and Deimos.
Five.
I am Jupiter, I am the biggest and I'm large. I'm bright and I'm stormy and I'm always on a charge.
Six.
I've got a ring of dust, my name is Saturn. I'm large and I'm cool and I'm made of hydrogen.
Seven.
I'm Uranus, seventh from the sun. I'm blue and icy and full of fun.
Eight.
I am Neptune, I'm farthest from the sun. It takes me 165 years to finish round one.
Nine.
I'm Pluto, I too was part of the mix. I got fired for being small in 2006.
So kids, today you met my team of eight planets and one more. We are the solar system.
Greetings, Earth cats. We have arrived.
We're cosmic cats from outer space, just checking out the human race. What's this we hear? Could it be true? Too many cats on Earth are blue.
Interplanetary, quite extraordinary.
Goodbye.
Is Mercury, I'm the second hottest planet, but the closest one to the sun. A year on my surface is 88 days, I'm the smallest but lots of fun.
My name is Venus, I'm the hottest planet, but the second planet from the sun. I'm the brightest planet in our solar system, and I'm too hot for is Earth. I'm the planet you live on and the third planet from the sun. I'm the only planet with organic life, so take care of me cause we're all one.
There are 8 planets in the solar system and we revolve around the sun. Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing along and have some.
My name is Mars, I am red in color and the fourth planet from the sun. I have the highest mountain in our solar system, a volcano named Olympus Mons. My name is Jupiter, I am covered in clouds and I'm the fifth planet from the sun. My giant red spot is a raging storm, as for a size I'm the is Saturn. I am brown in color. I'm the sixth planet from the sun. My outer rings are extremely thin. They're made of dust and icy chunks.
There are 8 planets in the solar system, and we revolve around the sun. Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing along and have some.
Uranus, I am blue in color, I'm the seventh planet from the sun. I orbit the sun once in 84 Earth years and was discovered in 1781. My name is Neptune, also blue in color, I'm the eighth planet from the sun. I'm the last gas giant in our solar system, and I'm also the coldest one.
There are 8 planets in the solar system, and we revolve around the sun. Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing along and have some fun.
Oh, hello there. Are you ready to learn about the planets? I know I am.
These are the planets of our solar system.
These are the planets, yeah, these are the planets, yeah.
These are the planets of our solar system.
These are the planets, yeah, these are the planets, yeah.
And all we want to do is learn the planets with you.
Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the sun.
With you,
Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the sun and all the stars. Sing again, you'll know them all soon.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, there's the sun and all the stars. Sing again, you'll know them all soon.
Okay, okay, I feel. feel like we need to change it up here a little bit. Something a little bit hip-hoppy and cool. Okay? Let's do it.
Mercury, planet, the closest to the sun. Venus, planet, it is the hottest one. Earth, blue planet, because of all the sea. Mars, red planet, so dry and rocky. Jupiter, planet, more moons than anything. Saturn, planet, nine icy rocky rings. Uranus, planet, can spin on its side. Neptune, planet, so windy you should hide.
Okay, we can go back to the other thing now.
These are the planets of our solar system. These are the planets, yeah, these are the planets, yeah. These are the planets of our solar system. These are the planets, yeah, these are the planets, yeah. And all we want to do is run the planets with you. Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and the planets with you.
It's a solar system.
Of water, it's blue and brown and green, with animals and plants. Earth is home for me.
Four.
Mars is the red planet, with rocks and dust so red. It has a mountain almost three times the height of Mount Everest. Mercury.
Through our solar system.
Spin like a planet.
We're cruising through our solar system.
Well, folks, I have been looking out the window. Have you been looking out the window at your house? Yeah, I've been looking out the window. I'm looking for the comet to be going by, and I'm looking for our cosmic cat friends, and I'm assuming that they're still on their way. I know that the comet was supposed to pass close to the Earth sometime around now, but I'm not sure precisely when. And you know how those cats are with their divine cat timing. They just have their own divine cat timing, and that is always how it is with cats. I've been thinking a lot about cats and outer space. Have you? I think it's pretty normal, right, to think about cats and the solar system and space. At least it is for me. And I've been thinking about cats a lot lately and how they have their own time of doing things, right? They you cannot rush a cat. Have you ever tried to rush a cat and get it in the door, you know, really fast? Or get it out the door or get it to move? And they just look at you like, yeah, it's not the right time. And they'll do it when they're ready. Right. So that's how cats are. And so it sort of makes sense, right, that we're here waiting for the cosmic cats, and they will arrive in their own good time. But in the meantime, let's just think about what they might be passing through as they're getting here, right? That they are arriving and they're coming closer and closer to Earth. And they're riding on a comet. Now, a comet is a piece of rock, piece of space stuff that's much, much, much smaller than a planet. And it's so much smaller than a planet. It has its own orbit. In fact, this comet is going the completely opposite way that the star, that the planets go around the sun. This comet's going the opposite way from the planets. So it's pretty cool. Our solar system sort of looks like an atom to me, if I think about it. If you've ever studied atoms, you know, what the whole universe is made out of is these tiny, 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 tiny particles, or are they even particles, of energy that are spinning around each other. And so our solar system reminds me of that. And what's in the middle of our solar system? What holds us all together? Well, that's our sun, our beautiful sun. That's our star. We have a star all of our own. And she takes such good care of us. She gives us warmth and light and energy to grow. Yeah, we grow on sunlight because the plants grow on sunlight. Oh my goodness, guys, did you hear that? I think I heard something arriving. Look out your window, see if you can see it. It's a big green comet with a rocket ship and some cosmic cats. Oh, hello there, hold on. Oh my goodness, they jumped right up to the microphone. They're so excited to be here. Good morning, how's it going?
Good morning.
Oh, wow, we have a cosmic cat here. I am so excited.
It's exciting in cat land.
Isn't it exciting?
I don't know about human land, but...
And that's what you're here to tell us all about, cat land. Oh, wow. How was your journey?
It was pretty crazy. I was lost.
That can happen. Even to cats with their super sensitive senses.
I was running all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's a big journey to come here on the comet. Oh, my goodness. Did you have a good sleep last night? That's always the most important thing.
I did.
Good.
I did, with my lovely kitty, Miss Gray, curled up next to me, purring next to my head.
Oh, that's the best way to get a good sleep.
You can't ask for better than that.
Yeah. Purring kitties.
So, love them.
Yeah, so tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Sherry, and I live in the woods in Vermont with my lovely kitty, Miss Gray.
Uh-huh.
And I just have a connection with cats.
Nice.
I think I'm a patron of cats.
Ah.
Because they speak to me, and I seem to understand them very well.
Wow. Wow. And so what are our cat? We have cat friends from outer space. We have cat friends here on Earth.
I heard.
Yeah. Do they all like to get together and meet each other? And
it seems like occasionally, yes. probably the winter time is the time that they like to get together because they're very busy, you know, in the spring and summer and fall.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much activity out there with the mice and all kinds of buzzing around, and it's so quiet in the winter.
Right.
So it's a great time for the cosmic cats
to come and liven things up.
We need visitors.
We do need visitors in the winter in Vermont. And we're so lucky the cats love to come. So that makes sense, right? It's quieter. There's less birds and things to watch and chase. So imagine they get kind of bored.
It's so boring for cats in the winter. They run around and howl and act like kittens even if they're old.
I know. Mine was doing that this morning. She was getting up on the counter and just like, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I just don't know what else to do.
I need to do something.
Something exciting. Something different.
It's like, pet me, brush me, look at me, pay attention to me.
Oh, that's what they're saying. You really are a speaker for the cats. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so our friends are coming to visit Cosmic Cats, and they all get together. And what do cats talk about when they do communicate with each other?
They probably talk about their adventures.
Oh.
You know, I think cats have really exciting lives that we can't see. They have private lives, so when they can talk about their adventures and the things they've seen and they've done, they're very happy about that.
Yeah.
Cats love to be seen. They love attention.
Oh, wow. Although they like to look away when you're looking at them, too. You know, sort of like, yeah.
Oh, they're so sly. And they're so smart.
Yes. Super smart. Yeah, so they sleep most of the time, but they must just, in those 4 to 6 hours they're awake, just pack it in with adventure.
They do.
Yeah.
They're impressive.
They are. Oh, wow. Yes. So what do you do with your cats to try to get them through the winter besides having cosmic cats come to visit?
Well, catnip can go a long ways.
Mm.
And my kitty, Miss Gray, she knows when I make my tea and I go into the tea cabinet to pull out my tea bags, that's her cue to get her tea, which is catnip.
Oh, nice. Cats have their own tea.
They do. Only they don't drink it like we do. You can just give them the catnip and they lick it up and they rub their faces in it. And it stimulates them.
Yeah. And that might be another reason why the cosmic cats come here to Earth, is to pick up some supplies of catnip maybe for their journeys and teas and things that they need.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I know, last year we read a story about cats and trading. Cats actually, you know, on ships and trading. And so cats do like to travel around and trade stories, but also maybe their favorite nibblies, too.
That makes sense.
I know. Wow, we and cats have a lot in common.
We do.
Yeah.
And I think last time you were talking about how cats got to come be our friends and live with us.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, which they kind of chose to, you know.
Of course they did.
It's all up to them. I think we could learn a lot from our cat friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, about acting that way. Well, it is Year of the Cat, and so it's an especially good time for us to celebrate our cat-like qualities.
Yay!
Yeah. How do you think people are like cats, human beings?
Well, we like to rest and sleep as well, even though we don't sleep as many hours.
Regretfully.
And we certainly also like attention. We like attention from other people.
And we don't like to act like we do.
Right.
You know, in a way. You know, yeah, I mean, I think it's so funny people are saying, well, they're just looking for attention. You know, they'll say that about kids all the time and kids listening. What? Has anybody ever told you that? Oh, you're just looking for attention. And I think, well, of course.
Yeah.
Yay, you're doing what you're here to do.
Look at me. I'm fabulous.
I'm fabulous. Yes. And if you feel that way, right, then, and cats certainly do. It's hard to find a cat with low self-esteem.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they also like to be groomed. Mm. And we like to wash ourselves and feel clean and brush our hair and brush our teeth. Cats don't brush their teeth, but they do clean themselves. And they love it when we help them with that, too, and brush them and comb out their mats.
Nice. And they kind of floss with the grass. In a way. They floss their throats and their whole digestive system.
They do.
Yeah, my cat loves grass. The first little bits of grass that show up in March, she'll go running out there to munch on them.
They love it. It's good for them.
Yeah. Well, hey, our Cosmic Cat just arrived. Cosmic Cat's just arrived. And so we're gonna have another song coming up here in just a few minutes, and we'll be right back. Okay, guys? We're gonna take a little music break, let Sherry get settled in, and we'll be right back with some Cosmic Cats. Guys, thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Joining us.
Yay.
Live in the studio for Amy's Kids Show. Keep looking. I think that comet's still coasting by. You still might see it going away through the window. Cosmic Cats in the station here today for Amy's Kids Show.
Yes,
they finally wandered in. They were sniffing their way all the way into this room. They wanted to check everything out.
Welcome, kitties.
Welcome, kitties. Make yourself at home. Aw, aren't they cute?
Oh, my goodness.
They're beautiful.
This is so great.
This is so great, having them wander around right here at WGDR, WGDH radio station, all the way from the cat cluster. Wow. Wow. And so our cosmic cat, Sherry, what are they here to tell us about?
I heard they want to talk about the solar system.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, they've traveled around it a little bit more than most of us have.
That's true. So I hear, yeah. Oh, wow. So what do they want? What are some of the things about our solar system? How should we begin?
Well, how about the planet really far, the planets that are really far away from Earth?
Oh, I love the way you do that. I love to read things backwards and start like at the back of the newspaper. So that's kind of how we're going to read it backwards. That's brilliant. We're going to do it very cat-like in our own way. We're going to start way out. What's the furthest planet?
What are they saying?
Pluto.
Pluto?
Pluto. Yeah, I still count Pluto as a planet.
What else is it?
Right. Well, I think some people tried to say it wasn't recently. So, mm-hmm. You know, if we count Pluto, that's the ninth planet from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really dark out there. I guess Pluto doesn't really have any sunlight or daylight on it.
Wow.
It's like night all the time there.
It's so far away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a wild place that must be to visit.
Right?
Right.
Very cold.
Very cold, yeah, and dark. And then we go and say it's not even a planet. Poor Pluto.
Poor Pluto.
Oh, that's not very nice. Oh, we love you, Pluto.
Aww.
Don't be sad out there.
Aww.
I'm glad we got to visit Pluto today. Keep him company. Yeah.
So what else? I'm not sure about the order. Cats? Do you know the order after Pluto? What would be the second furthest away? What are they saying? Is it Neptune? Oh, yeah. Oh, the cats love Neptune. Even though it's like a lot of water, I think if the cats landed on Neptune, I think they're saying they would just float around.
Go with the flow.
But they still like it because cats love to sleep. And Neptune is a place of dreams and imagination and sleep.
So they might actually spend a lot of time there in their dreams.
Right.
Wow,
right.
What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of cats dreaming and swimming on Neptune. Oh,
that's beautiful. I guess Neptune is very pretty.
Huh?
It's like it appears bright blue to us.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Very cat-like and relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are the cats saying about Uranus? Hold on, let me see what they... They're saying that Uranus is just weird.
Uranus, that's the next planet.
It's wacky.
Oh.
It's wacky. It doesn't fit anything we know here on Earth about how planets should behave. And that's why the cats are saying it's weird. It's tilted on its side. You know, all the other planets have a north and south pole. Mm-hmm. And Uranus is like flipped over on its side. So the north and south pole are on the sides.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And the equator isn't really where it's supposed to be either. So the center of gravity is different from Earth and all the other planets.
But still, it goes around the sun.
Yeah.
Amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
So I love it when things don't make sense.
And that's what Uranus teaches us, that not everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I think Uranus rules this Aquarius time that we're in right now. It's January and February certainly don't make sense.
That's right. We're in the season of Aquarius.
Yeah.
And you just look outside each day and you're like, what is this? This isn't the same as yesterday.
Right. The poles are on their side. Oh, how exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And how about Jupiter? Wow. I want to hear what the cats have to say. Oh, yeah. I mean, who cannot love Jupiter? Jupiter is huge. Isn't it the biggest planet in our solar system? And Jupiter actually protects Earth from flying, you know, asteroids and things that could hit. Things are flying around space.
Mm-hmm.
And they could hit these things, asteroids and comets and meteors and all these objects could hit Earth. And but Jupiter out there is this huge shield.
Whoa, he takes the hit. It's like playing dodgeball with like a really big person in front of you.
That's right. Jupiter protects us, so we love Jupiter.
Yay, Jupiter. Yeah. Wow, and that's sort of like, is it the gravity? Because Jupiter's not always between us and these flying objects, mm-hmm. but maybe it's so big.
It's just so big.
That its gravity is stronger. Mm-hmm. The bigger, mm-hmm. the stronger the gravity. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yay, Jupiter. Oh, and what about Saturn?
Oh, Saturn. The kitties are not as in love with Saturn as Jupiter.
Interesting.
Oh, really? Because cats like to do their own thing. They don't like rules.
Uh-huh.
They don't like laws and limits and being told what to do. And Saturn kind of does that. Saturn is a place of rules and laws.
Oh, and
holding everything else in check.
Very sneaky that mm-hmm. the kitties skipped Saturn. I actually had to remind them to go back. Wow, so they're so good at it. They're so sly.
Oh,
they're like, I'm just going to walk right by that thing that I don't want to have.
I don't blame them.
They don't like restrictions.
That's right.
No, right. I mean, try to crate a cat, you know, or something like that. I actually know someone who had a cat for the first time. They've always had dogs, and they were trying to train it. And I just thought, oh, I can't even imagine putting the cat in a crate.
Good luck with that.
Oh, that's just so funny. They're just so different that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have out there, kitties, for planets? We're getting closer to Earth now. What about Mars? Oh, yeah, cats love Mars because Mars is all about action and doing things and getting things done. Cats love that because cats are natural hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And Mars is like a hunter planet. It's like a warrior planet.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I never thought of it that way because, you know, I've heard, you know, Mars sometimes gets a bad rap. You know, being, you know, warrior-like, but there mm-hmm. is a time and place for that.
That's right. Mars gets things done.
when it's the right time, right?
That's right.
always got to go for also efficiency of doing it at the right time.
That's right.
I mean, they'll wait so long, a cat, before they pounce. They'll wait
mm-hmm.
and wait so mm-hmm. patiently
mm-hmm.
until, boom, just the right second. And not a second sooner.
Oh, that's true. Oh. What about Venus, cats? Yeah, cats love Venus too, because Venus is about love and connecting with others. Oh. And of course, cats are very social. Cats love love and attention and beauty.
Mm.
And that's what Venus is all about.
Yeah, they must have spent some extra long time there when they come to visit our solar system.
I bet they do.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and she's also erupting with volcanoes all over her, right?
Oh my goodness.
I was just learning that. That's why she's the hottest. I was wondering.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because she's not as close to the sun as Mercury, but she's hotter.
Hotter.
Yeah. Just from her own internal heat, which I just love that image of her. She's got her own furnace going on.
So is Venus hotter than Earth?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And hotter than Mercury, even.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, cats like it warmer than humans do.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, they love to like that. My cat will find the hottest spot where the sun is just mm-hmm. cooking right in, and she'll just lay there forever. And
right?
I think, wow, aren't you like melted?
Right.
Maybe she is, you know.
My cat, Miss Gray, lays under the wood stove, and I can't believe it. I can't believe she's not burning up, but she loves it.
Right. Yeah, so kitties have powers we don't have mm-hmm. in those aspects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else is there, Venus? How about the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the moon. The moon.
Our Earth moon.
Our Earth moon is all about feelings, right, cats? Yeah, it's like that inner feeling and comfort. And, of course, cats are very emotional. So they have inner lives.
Yeah.
And feelings.
Yeah.
And anybody that has cats around them can probably tell they have lots of different emotions and expressions.
Yeah, they're very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to know when I'm hurting or not feeling good, and they come over and take care of me. You know, maybe not at other times, but boy, when you really need them, it seems like they know it.
They are healers.
Yes. Yes.
That's beautiful. So, cats, did we get all the planets? Oh, Mercury. Mercury. What are the cats saying about Mercury? Oh yeah, they get Mercury is the place where our thoughts and communications are. Yep. And the cats are saying that they love to communicate with humans if we listen. Mm-hmm. You know, the humans don't always listen because they communicate differently. They don't communicate in words like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are kind of mind readers, they can communicate with us that way.
It's a different way of communicating. Yeah, and so Mercury, you know, maybe Mercury helps us all communicate. You know, we as humans think of Mercury as like talking and writing and speaking and using words, but maybe it's really is like represents all of communication.
I think it does.
Yeah, that's that. You just expanded my awareness of communication. Yeah, there's so many other ways.
And of course, the cats wanted the sun saved for last because cats are the Leo is the sign of the sun, and you know Leo is the lion, so
Roar. The
sun rules cats.
And cats rule.
with its heat and its personality. And of course, the sun allows us to see. And cats love to be seen.
Oh.
Cats love it when we pay attention to them.
That's why they lie in the sun so much, maybe.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. How smart they are.
They are.
Oh, how lucky we are to have the Cosmic Cats in the studio. In case you're just tuning in, we had the Cosmic Cats fly in on a comet. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Land here outside the station. Did not blow anything up this time. They landed very gently, very cat-like. I hardly heard them, and then they came on in the studio. Sherry, it's been so much fun having you. Any last words or purrs that the cats want to let us know about?
What say you, kitties? Aw, they're just so grateful for us, you know, that we can see them and invite them and allow them to be with us and communicate with us. And they just want to say thank you so much.
Oh, gratitude. They understand the other amazing law of the universe. We have gravity and then we have gratitude.
Mm.
Sometimes I think they're very similar. They're what pull things to us, right? Closer to us. And we don't really know how they work, but they definitely do. Thanks for joining me, Sherry.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel like you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. So it's reckoned the sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour in a galaxy we call the Milky Way. Side to side, it bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic circle.
central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. The fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause it's bugger all down here on Earth.
Well, folks, we have had a super exciting episode, and we still have guests in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. We've got Sherry, who is speaking for the cats and with the cats, and the cosmic cats are here, and they are wandering all around the station.
Oh, they're so cute.
They are so cute. Oh, and I love, I had one on my lap earlier.
Oh.
I felt so honored.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you petting them?
I was. They're so soft and a little staticky. Maybe it was the landing. I don't know.
It's dry here in the winter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's dry. So we're all like extra staticky.
Right.
Which
right.
is electricity.
Yeah.
Which is really a cool part of the universe, too. We'll have to have you back, Sherry, to talk more about these things.
Yay.
Yay.
I'd love to come back.
Are there any other animals that you particularly... spend a lot of time talking with?
Well, I live in the forest, so I'm lucky that I get to see and talk with lots of wild animals. I have lots of snowshoe hares, and they run around, and lots of crows and ravens and blue jays and grouse. Did you know what grouse are?
No, tell us about this.
Grouse are wild, I call them wild chickens. Because they're just like chickens, but they live in the forest. They're wild.
Wild chickens.
And they move around like chickens.
Oh.
And they make really cool noises, like little coos. And sometimes when you're walking in the woods, they will shock you because they hear you coming and they get surprised and they fly up into the air off the ground. You don't know they're there. And you go, oh!
Startles you, yeah. Wow, so maybe you'll have to come and tell us about the grouse or some of those other animals.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah, because we do. We love crows and ravens here. And the rabbits, well, it's Year of the Cat, but also Year of the Rabbit.
That's right.
Because the rabbits kind of shared their place with the cats. That's just how sweet rabbits are. And they get along really well, those two.
Sometimes they're a little too sweet.
Yeah. Oh, keep it all in balance. Oh, well, folks, thank you for joining me for Amy's Kid Show, and I'm so honored that we had Sherry and the Cosmic Cats here. Who knows what will happen next week on Amy's Kid Show, but...
Oh, I can't wait.
I know, me too. I just can never wait to find out, and then it just sort of happens. And so the Cosmic Cats are here. They rode that comet. They might be riding it away here pretty soon. So keep your eyes peeled. Supposedly you can see this comet for the next few weeks if you know where to look.
It's exciting.
Exciting, folks. Thank you for joining us for the space episode of Amy's Kids Show. And of course, remember that you are the greatest in the universe.
Bye.